is here. And that's kind of hard to lift weights with your feet and find your feet.
No, that's just how it is. It's always the first couple days. You got to get your feet back into football shape. And, they come around pretty fast.
So the harder you work your feet, the better your body.
Yeah, that is, that's where it starts. Like I said, especially with defensive backs.
Your DBs, obviously, it's going to be one of the strengths of the team with your defensive line up front. You guys feel you're molding back there?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to have a lot of us play together for a number of years now, and just being on the same page with things and having that chemistry, you know what you're getting out of a lot of us, and we know how to work together very well. So we're still trying to improve with those things, and kind of like we started with, just working every day.
And if you know Zimmer's on your butt, because he knows DBs, right?
Yeah, that's his kind of his baby. He's a DB, so we know there's always an extra pair of eyes, along with Jerry and Jonathan Gannon.
Harrison, do you see a similarity then between Trey Williams and Alon Dexter? Is that not fair to
compare? I don't, they're both different players, and they both have different styles, and they're both. Both have a lot of ability, but you've seen, obviously with X, how he's developed over the years, and Trey's been come along making a ton of plays. I don't know if there's too many guys faster than him around. So having those two guys that can cover different ways too is not every team's fortunate to have two guys like that.
Because I know Zimmer said what he wants to do is he never wants to see anyone's raw talent or their passion kind of be extinguished. He'd rather let them make the mistakes first and then rein them in, right? That's a kind of a good way of teaching on defense, right? Because you never want to take away that fire.
Yeah, he wants us to be aggressive players and to do what we do well. And so, like you said, he's maybe takes different approaches with us and tries to get the most out of each and every one of us.
Is there any rookies that have kind of stood out to you at this point so far in camp?
I think there's a bunch of guys. I don't really like singling guys out, but I think it's obvious to point at Cook. Smooth runner, coming along in pass pro, doing everything. So I don't know if you can count Floyd as a rookie. He's playing really well. So
Coach Era, passing away. I know, obviously, you didn't know him, but it's kind of like an end of, history there, in a way.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to hear him speak to us. He's still around in the area. So that's obviously a big loss for the Notre Dame and the football community. Great coach, and will be missed, but also celebrated.
Harrison, you talked about the consistency on defense. How much does the defensive line play directly impact you guys?
Oh, it's huge. When those guys are getting after it and they're making things hard on the quarterback, that makes our job, I don't want to say easy, but it's easier when the quarterback's nervous about those guys and you're making him see things that maybe he doesn't normally see. So that's a big weapon for us to have as many guys up front as we do.
Did you know Al Roker? Did you know him when you saw him? Some of these guys, like, we don't know who that guy is.
I know who he is, but not, I'm still a little before.
Okay, so trying to figure it out, like, was this guy one of the doctors? That's awesome.
What do you like when you see him?